在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Agriculture ministers from the group of eight most industrialized countries are meeting in northern Italy this weekend for the first time to discuss food security and measures to boost farming output. The meeting follows on from last year's G8 summit in Japan, where state and government leaders pledged efforts to come up with concrete proposals to stabilize food prices and ensure food security. The group of eight comprises Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Russia, and the United States. They are joined for the three-day meeting by their counterparts from Brazil, China, India, Mexico, South Africa, Argentina, Australia, and Egypt. Italian Agriculture Minister Luca Zaia, who is hosting the meeting, said the ministers are expected to focus on world hunger, the fight against waste and speculation, as well as efforts to increase agricultural production. Zaia said that during the talks, the ministers must concentrate on the 3 million citizens who every year die of hunger and 140 million children who are undernourished with the consequent diseases they suffer from. Zaia added that a solution must be found, giving developing countries greater food production capabilities, limiting the fluctuations of agricultural prices on the market, and providing incentives for cooperation projects. G8 agriculture ministers plan to look at ways to stabilize prices, especially in the wake of the sharp increases for commodities such as wheat and rice in 2008, a situation that triggered riots in dozens of nations. While prices have since fallen by as much as 40% to 50%, they are still well above their pre-crisis levels, with global cereal prices, for example, still some 70% higher than in 2005. A policy document prepared by the Italian presidency ahead of the talks calls for immediate interventions aimed at doubling global agriculture production by 2030 to ensure that the world's fast-growing populations have enough to eat. Agriculture Minister Zaia said provisions to boost food security would be contained in a final document prepared by the G8 agriculture ministers for the end of the three-day meeting. The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization says that 963 million people, or about 15% of the world's population, are suffering from hunger and malnutrition. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.